Prospective voters need to be enrolled by tomorrow if they wish to receive a voting pack for local body elections. But for some, checking and updating their details, it has revealed they are no longer showing as on the electoral roll. Voter Summer Hunt says she was concerned to find she was no longer appearing on the list.
Basically, I saw a post on Instagram by Tania Waikato, the lawyer, and she had posted saying that a lot of people had found that they weren't on the electoral roll anymore and to check. So I thought that's quite interesting. I'm going to go and have a look. And the only fields it had to type in was first and last name and address. And I'm pretty sure I got those right. And it said that I wasn't on the roll. So then I decided that I wanted to be on the roll. So I filled in all the forms and then was sent a confirmation email that I was now on the roll.
But you previously thought you were already on the roll.
Yes, I'm sure I've always had the envelope sent to this address. I've lived here for 9 years, so it's not like I was in a flooding situation and I'd been moving.
What is your concern here?
Well, I'm concerned because I would like to have a voice in what's happening in our country at the moment, especially at the moment. So thinking that it could get to election day and suddenly you're not on there is very concerning. I know you can cast a special vote, but that sounds like that's extra hassle when it makes things more difficult for people, which is really concerning to me.
That is voter Summer Hunt speaking there. And this comes after complaints from Te Pāti Māori that it was hearing about people's details being altered on the electoral roll. Electoral Commission's Deputy Chief Executive of Operations, Anusha Gula, is with me now. Tēnā koe, what is happening here?
We've heard those concerns and checked our systems and there are no technical problems. There might be a few reasons why they might not be able to find their record on our website, and mainly it's you need to enter the correct address and the name that is currently on file that we have. But I do encourage your voters, if they are unable to find their details, to please contact us on 0800 36 76 56 or email us at inquiries@elections.gov.nz and we will check it for you.
Sorry to interrupt, but that voter that we just heard, Summer, has lived in the same house for 9 years and is known to be enrolled. She knows how to spell her name. How is that happening?
Well, we have sent out our enrollment packs earlier this year. And if we can't get in touch with you and if you have moved or you've changed your details or your name, you need to contact the commission to let us know. But we are not taking people off the roll. Your details are as you've requested it.
So what do you think has happened in, say, this instance where she's gone to check her details, it hasn't worked, she's had to re-enroll when she knows that she is enrolled and has not changed any details?
I'm not sure whether she had received her details from us and, has not updated it.
But there was nothing to update.
Yeah, that's true. But and we are checking our systems as well, and we've had over 202,000 people that have accessed the system online, either updating their details or making new enrollments. Since 1st of April.
So I guess the question is should the system be better than this, and are you looking into what is causing these problems that don't seem like they're user error?
Now, I think we have checked the system, so it's not the system's issue. It is probably if we haven't heard from a voter in over 3 years, we would move a voter onto a dormant roll. So that dormant roll just means that it doesn't appear on the roll, but we still have your details. So I'm not sure whether that's the case here.
That could be the case for some people, say, if they haven't responded to their enrolment packs. As you say, they get moved to the dormant roll. Do you want to explain what that means? Because to some people, that will feel like they are no longer enrolled.
No, but if we can confirm... can't get in touch with you and confirm where you live, which actually decides which electorate or ward you are in, we will not confirm that as a confirmed elector because it's about maintaining the integrity of the roll And that law has been in place for a very long time. But you are still on the roll, but in a holding pattern. And then once you enroll or do a special vote, we take you off the dormant roll.
Okay. So two questions to finish up. If people try and check their details and they have previously been enrolled and they find themselves not to be, what should they do?
Contact us immediately.
Okay. And the second thing is, if you want to be a part of local body government elections, you need to have those details updated before tomorrow?
Ideally, if you want your vote in the post, you need to update your details tomorrow, 1st of August, by 5 p.m.
Cool. Otherwise, they will be
a special vote. Yes. You could still do a special vote with your councils.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. That is the Electoral Commission's Deputy Chief Executive of Operations Initiative.